And this is Milwaukee Public Radio 89.7 WUWM. Good morning, I'm Rachel Owens. The time is 8:41. Well, there were two water-related gatherings in Milwaukee yesterday. Marquette University hosted the first event. Our environmental reporter Susan Bentz was there and joins us this morning with an overview. So, Susan, the first discussion was among industry leaders, right?
That's right. A group called the Midwest Energy Research Consortium, or MWRC is much easier to say, is teaming up with the Water Council. They together are developing what they're calling a roadmap, and their goal is to define the overlap, which they say is extensive, between energy and water industries. John Bobrovich represents MWRC, and he said the two industries overlap. For instance, it takes a lot of water to produce energy, and conversely, it takes tons of energy to clean and distribute water. So he thinks that Milwaukee has a huge potential, but it can't do this alone. He says it'll take a regional vision and involvement, and also he feels a sense of urgency to pull this organizational network together.
Yeah, I really think so. You know, our world today is very different than what it used to be. The internet has had profound changes. People know real time what's going on everywhere in the world. So as a result of that, technology innovation is happening much faster. And so we have to be much faster, much more nimble, you know, to stay ahead of the curve. We used to have years, now we have months.
So how much time will MWRC need to complete this plan?
Well, for this piece, it's saying it will be ready with its roadmap, which they hope will forge this energy water industries nexus. That'll be ready in a few months.
Okay. And the second water event took you to the former Pabst Brewing Company?
That's right. This is where the Milwaukee Water Commons gathered. Very different scene, lots of energy of a different sort, people celebrating and learning about water and each other, really. All of this effort started in March of 2014 when 24 people gathered in a church basement. Now the group has rallied 1,300 people in Milwaukee. Pretty impressive. And the idea is they want people to experience water, learn about the watershed, and slowly or quickly feel they're part of the conversation about Milwaukee becoming this water hub. It was just pretty spectacular scene. Somebody who was there both at the Energy Water Nexus conversation and the Milwaukee Commons conversation was another visitor, Joe Grandy. He is actually the water quality manager of Madison Water Utility. And these were his observations first on the Commons.
This is a pretty exciting place to be right now. There's a lot of conversation that's happening all around water. It doesn't matter whether it's drinking water or storm water or the rivers, the lakes. There's a lot of really energetic conversation that's happening, and I think people are really excited about talking about what the issues are and what some potential solutions are. It ties into what we were talking about at the Water Council, which is the energy water nexus. And I think that there really is an understanding that water conservation is energy conservation.
Susan, is Milwaukee Water Commons completely volunteer-driven?
It does rely on, lots of volunteers to nurture conversations through churches and neighborhood groups, but there is a small staff, and Brenda Coley came on as a community outreach coordinator last January. She says over that time, she's learned a lot herself about things she never knew about the watershed and the rivers.
I know the water is important, but I didn't know how important it was. For example, the Milwaukee River was a pathway to freedom for African American slaves. So I knew the water was important. I walked my dog by the Milwaukee River, but to know that connection, that people had babies next to that river and people were fleeing freedom, it was a path to freedom, I think is something that really inspires us to take care of that water.
And was it largely a gathering of adults last night?
Not at all. It was a sea of color, neighborhoods, professions, and ages. Milwaukee Water Commons says it's setting a water city agenda in which it wants more and more people to participate in this. And it's working towards things like Milwaukeeans having a meaningful water experience, feeling part of this, and wants to ensure safe, clean, affordable tap water for every resident. It's calling for continued advancement of green infrastructure, which Milwaukee has a really solid impressive start on. They want more. And then back to your age question, Harvey Singleton was one of the young people circulating last night. He's part of the Urban Underground, and it's been deeply involved in this Commons movement. Seven members of the youth leadership group were really all over the place last night as ambassadors. And Singleton shared his goal of what he believes should be achieved in all this.
The main idea that's important to me is that every child should learn how to swim at a young age, because that prevent like a lot of things like with drownings and like just, it's just a safety precaution because we have so much water around us. You know, people take their families to the beaches and stuff like that, and you will like want to know like that your kid is safe because they know how to swim.
Singleton told me he loves to swim, actually, himself. So it's more than safety. He just loves it. So this group as a whole is setting big goals. We'll see how they do. We'll be watching this.
All right. So a lot of energy swirling around water at the moment in Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you.
That's our environmental reporter, Susan Bentz. This is Milwaukee Public Radio.